Welcome back for session four. Kind of like to imagine as if I'm living inside this course. This is my home, and I'm waiting for you in between sessions. So it's good to be back with you. The last time we focused on the principle of calibration, the course correction of the ship of your life before you set out for the day, which then allows you to more easily make mini course corrections again and again throughout the day, especially in stressful or challenging moments when it can be hard to align clearly with who you most deeply are. And so I'm wondering if you've had a chance to experiment with any new element of your calibration process so far. And if not, no worries. You might just keep your calibration process in mind and see if you can integrate maybe one or two more things that really supports you for the rest of the day. So far in the course, we've discussed the principles of waking up and calibration. And now today, the focus is on the daily principle that I like to call care. Exploring how it is that you care for each moment of the day. And I'll begin today with a quote from William Blake that expresses the spirit of this principle of care. And so the quote goes like this: "The tree which moves some to tears of joy is in the eyes of others only a green thing which stands in the way." The tree which moves some to tears of joy is in the eyes of others only a green thing which stands in the way. Okay, and now if you'd like to close your eyes, you can gently do so. If not, that's also fine. Just choose how you would like to optimally engage with this session today. Whether it's sitting in meditation, or taking notes, or moving around, all are welcome by me. Just make a clear choice now, and come back to that choice whenever your mind inevitably wanders away. Just come back to the clear choice of this is how I want to spend this time, just for this short time together. And now I'll ask you the question again: why are you here, and what do you most deeply want? The answer might be different today than the last time, but just clearly state this in your mind. And answer however you like. It might be specific or more vague. Just try to be as honest as you can, and try to provide an answer that is coming from you and not from someone or somewhere else. Why are you here, and what do you most deeply want? Okay, and now let's take a few moments to settle in together and ground ourselves in this alive, present moment that we're both living in. And so see if you can embody the posture and the attitude of like a flower that is rooted firmly and deeply in the ground, and then is reaching up and out from those roots naturally toward the energy of the sun. The sun being this present moment that is all around you and is within you, only right now. Naturally opening toward all of this, seeing it, even if your eyes are closed, hearing it, feeling it, for the first time, brand new. Feeling your roots in the earth. Feeling connected with your current physical environment, and then stretching up and out from those roots to receive all of this, and to receive the message that I have for you today, as fully and openly as you can. An empty cup ready to be filled. And you might just take a few deep breaths in this space. Breathing in deeply and breathing out and letting the exhale go all the way out completely. And then just waiting for the inhale to come back in naturally on its own. And you can just settle into the natural rhythm of the breath, however it is. And settle into this experience here with me. This is all there is. Okay, so waking up, calibration, and now care. By care, I mean the kind of attention that we can pay to anything that we're doing in this moment. In every moment of waking life, you are engaged in something, some movement, some action, some perception. So making breakfast, for example, is an opportunity for care. And I see care as existing on a continuum between awareness and distraction. How much am I aware of what I'm doing right now fully? And how much is my mind thinking about something else, distracted by mental time travel, thoughts of something outside of this act? At any moment, you can assess where you fall on this continuum of awareness and distraction. Where do you fall on this continuum right now? And wherever you fell in this moment, that's totally okay. But just to be aware of where you fall on this continuum. So after waking up and calibration, for me, I move into taking care of breakfast, beginning to flex this muscle of awareness. And I'll typically make French press coffee, and this is an opportunity for care, measuring out each step, hand grinding the beans with relaxed focus on the circular movement, pouring the water, waiting 4 minutes for the coffee to steep, a nice little pocket of time there, and then gently pressing down the filter and pouring the caramel golden liquid into my cup. And then the rest into a thermos for my wife to enjoy. That's a nice part of it too. And then the same with making my oatmeal. That's what I have each morning. Assertive, but also gentle movements. Not because I should or because I'm supposed to, but because I want to. I'm choosing to be here, and I'm showing each step that I care. I care when I take the milk and the fruit out of the fridge, and I place it next to my bowl of oatmeal. When I take the cap off of the milk, when I mix it all together. Each of these actions are opportunities to show care for this moment, this thing that I'm actually doing right now, the only real thing in my life. And I'm setting myself up with some momentum to show this care for the rest of the day. I'm warming up this muscle. It can really be applied to anything and everything. Everything offers you an opportunity for this practice. And not to blame or judge yourself if you find yourself distracted, but just to notice that and offer yourself a chance right now to start again. If you're writing something, are you hurrying to get it done, or can you connect to the act of writing? If you're walking, are you already in your mind in that place you're walking to, or can you really connect to just walking? It's amazing that you can walk. And sometimes I like to imagine as if my feet are hugging the ground, showing appreciation for its support, for keeping me up. And that might sound weird or maybe corny, but I think it's kind of beautiful if you can connect to the genuine feeling of appreciation. The ground supports you every day of your life, and even right now in this moment. So do I step on you as if you mean nothing to me? Or do I step on you with reverence and with love? You can really use anything you do, anything you interact with, as an opportunity to show care. This is something that's really been ingrained in me while practicing at a Zen Buddhist monastery that I go to. It's called Daibosatsu Zendo, if you're curious. And I don't consider myself Buddhist, but it's a philosophy and practice that it just makes a lot of sense to me, and I find it to be a helpful guide for living the way that I really want to live. So I like to go to this monastery every year, practice with them, learn from them. And something I've learned from them is that everything is quote-unquote meditation. Waking up, sitting in silence, eating breakfast, working, walking, reading, talking, it's all an opportunity to practice care. So one day at the monastery, I was working outside with a few of the monks, cleaning off a walking path. As I was cleaning, the rag I was using fell out of my hand and dropped to the grass a few feet below. So I looked back to the monk who was cleaning behind me, his name was Kimpu, and I said, I guess I was being a bit too vigorous, my rag fell off. And Kimpu calmly said, or your mind was somewhere else. Or your mind was somewhere else. And that simple statement hit me in a moment of openness, and has stayed with me ever since. I now call it Kimpu's lesson in my life. Anytime I find myself making a mistake, dropping something, writing the wrong thing, forgetting something, I think, Kimpu's lesson, my mind was somewhere else. And I recall the spirit of Kimpu in that moment. I felt no judgment from him whatsoever, just a clear-sighted and compassionate observation. Maybe your mind was somewhere else. And where would you like it to be? Somewhere you are not? Or fully lived right here in this moment, the only one you ever actually have? Every action is an outer manifestation of the inner clarity of your mind. Everything, every little movement. So this third element of care can always be practiced. A term I like for this is spiritual discipline. It takes a certain kind of discipline to show this care for everything. The small things like making breakfast, and the big things like an interaction with a loved one. How much care am I showing for this experience? Not mediated by thoughts about the past or the future, but just really this. The fact that you are alive right now is amazing. And what is it like in this moment to become aware of the miracle of existence all at once? We might be able to describe this miracle with science, but to directly perceive it is something beyond description. So how does it feel right now to simply be alive? See if you can feel that without interpretation or judgment, just openness to all of this in your present moment experience. I sometimes refer to this awareness in my daily life as holy shitness, this unspeakable acknowledgement of direct, unthought experience. And anything can remind me of it if I just am paying a particular type of attention or care. And it reminds me to show care for this moment, regardless of what it is that I might be doing. As Jean Klein said, all objects point to the ultimate. All objects point to the ultimate. And this brings me back to the quote from William Blake that I started off today with. The tree which moves some to tears of joy is in the eyes of others only a green thing which stands in the way. And the only difference between those two perceptions of the tree is the amount of care the observer is offering to the tree. Okay, so now we will finish up today by slowing down and connecting with the spirit of this third principle, care. Feeling the spirit of this action beyond just the word, beyond just the conceptual label. And connecting with the spirit of climbing the mountain of just one day. So let's breathe in and out the felt spirit of care. Breathing and connecting to the spirit of showing tender care for this one chance to be alive that you have only right now. Breathing in care and breathing out offering care. Maybe showing care for the breath in this moment. Like the ground, the breath has been here for you your whole life, day in and day out, keeping you alive and connecting you with the world around you. Maybe see if you can connect with a genuine feeling of deep appreciation for the breath in this moment, a loving communication of thank you as you breathe in and out. Maybe receiving the breath like an old friend and letting it be however it is right now. And you might take a few more deep breaths, connecting with the intention to prioritize the act of care for all parts of your daily life. Prioritizing some time spent showing how much you care for this present moment, no matter what it is you're doing. And now, whenever you're ready, if your eyes were closed, you can gently open them. And you might move around or shake or stretch, whatever might feel good for you right now. And before we end today, I'd like you to consider one thing to experiment with in terms of this principle of care in your daily life. One adjustment that you feel is doable, maybe that you might be able to experiment with today or tomorrow. What is one actionable item that you would like to try? It could be attending to the act of making breakfast like I do, or any meal, or attending to the act of walking or simply moving, the act of speaking or maybe listening, or other daily acts like cleaning. Maybe notice things that you feel resistance to in your daily life and see if you might offer them care in a new way. And you can identify that now, or if you've been journaling along with this course, you could write it out. All right, well, I look forward to being with you next time when we will explore the next principle of authenticity, of taking the risk to show the world who you truly are. And thanks for joining me.